What's going on? Can I pull the keyboard
Hot.
Because of how we have our chairs against the Gavinia studio?
Gavinia, let's just go get one.
I know, let's just go get a studio.
Next
you know.
Episode,
we let's go. Just drop out of school and just do this full time, like I would love to be doing.
I would love to do that. I think we need a bit more. That's on you guys. Get all your friends.
That's on you.
Get on all your
friends. Says the guy who I'm going to put on blast for, like, literally editing nothing. Like,
get
it's on
friends.
You guys.
Get your friends.
You need to get him out of school so you can just sit around all day.
I need to sit around and do nothing. Help
Wear
me
his
out.
Wear his fucking $300 jackets.
I got for 14.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Just saying, dude. You know what style? 10 minutes ago before the show started. Just saying, elbow pads. They're hot.
Again, are we living in Archie Comics? Is that what's going on?
I would love to be in an Archie comic.
I mean, I would too, but it's...
Actually, I've never read an Archie comic. They were inside...
What?
They were inside the Sonic the Hedgehog comics, because they're from the same company. So when I read...
They were also, I don't know, in the newspaper?
That's true. I can't believe the only comic I ever got into in my life was the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Is that true?
Yes, that up, yeah.
I used to read the shit out of Spider-Man.
I have over 200 issues of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Transformers? I read the shit out of Transformers also.
Transformers, yeah. I never read that. No, I never read any comic.
I'm not counting manga. I read a shit ton of manga.
I read Sonic. I had the Spider-Girl comics because they sold them at my, like, Scholastic bookstore, like, in my school. So I'd buy, like...
I was like, is that, like, a puberty thing, or...
It was Spider-Man, but it was like, his daughter. It was, like...
It was his daughter, not, like, Spider-Gwen or anyone?
No, it was his daughter. Like, he had a daughter, and then, like, she
Okay,
became
so it's one of the bad ones. Got it.
Oh, I'm sure it was terrible.
It was like the PG-4 school...
Oh, yeah. You think this classic bookstore selling some hardcore, you know...
Porn? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it might be. You never know. But...
Just like with this podcast, you just never know what's going to happen.
Oh, that's the best part about it. It just kind of happens every time. And we're here.
Like, we might just segue into the podcast at some point.
Do you ever want one of those things that go like... Bing! You're like...
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Like, you know, like, in the Batman would be like... To the Batpole would be like... Bing! Like, their faces
are transition?
Like, yeah. But it's their faces. Like,
it's just the logo. Yeah.
Yeah, but we watched the Philly Odd Parents episode where, like, he hits it, and he hits the screen. The dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my face!
Yeah, I love those. That's
I love Bo Chartman so
that's
much.
That's the best transition ever. Like, I always want to do that.
He released, I got to make, like, an anime Philly Odd Parents battle.
Oh, my God.
It just came out today. It was okay.
I like how he still does stuff. Like, he just
he's great. I mean, he would love to do Danny Phantom, but he doesn't own the rights to it, so.
Does he not? Really?
No.
Is it Nick?
No, Nick does.
That's so interesting.
Nick owns the rights to everything. Like, just like Cartoon Network owns the rights. Like, that's why there's no Teen Titans.
I heard they made a new song. It was on Facebook today. The new, like, Teen Titans Go. They're like, is this not a hit song? I didn't listen to it, but it, like, popped
I don't know what you're talking
feed.
About. What are you talking about? I saw a video come out, like, 15 minutes before you got here that all the episodes of the original Teen Titans is on the app now for free.
That's pretty hot.
And I'm just like, I just went on Twitter. I'm like, all you guys that binge Young Justice, you know what to do. Just do it.
Do you think if everyone watches it, they'll bring it back? We're like, yes, I mean, this is our test.
Probably not right now. Oh, wait. No, because they own the rights, unlike Young Justice, where DC owns the rights. I don't know.
That's weird. I'd be pretty cool.
I think they would now they lost Young Justice. I think maybe they would.
I would
love to. It ended on a cliffhanger. I need to know what happened with Tara. I need to know. I shipped that so hard.
Is that really how the show... That is how it ended. Wow, that's really...
The finale of a season... Was the basically what should have been like the start of another season, or like, oh no, ended on like a cliffhanger.
No, I remember that. I just realized like how old Teen Titans was. Like,
God,
and, like,
show was
that,
so good.
Like, in that moment, I realized how old it was.
It was like that show and Danny Phantom are what paved the way for like modern, like non episodic but like actual story based
like,
cartoons.
My least favorite thing is when I go onto the, like Netflix and I watch like shows from when I was a kid, mm-hmm. and to me, I remember them having hundreds of episodes. And I realized I have like 20. Like Chowder only. Had, like,
oh yeah.
Like Chowder has like 4 seasons. So that was a show I thought ended at like 2, and then I turned it on, and there's like 5. And I was like, wait a minute, this show ended.
I rewatched the last episode randomly on YouTube. It just popped up my related feed.
Yeah,
like,
he's like an
this?
Adult.
Like, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah, it's weird. That's one of the funniest shows I ever watched. But
the comedy book episode is like the best one.
Comedy book, yeah. There's I like the best one is...
Oh, Comedy Gold. That's a Comedy Gold.
There are too many good ones. I just love the one when he goes, women have these things in their bodies called...
Expectations.
that's the best.
There's another one that isn't a good episode, but it has a really good... Oh, it's the one where they like run out of money. It's like, do you know what this means?
Oh, yeah.
We can't order food? No. We can't pay anyone? No. Rada, rada, rada. No! It means we run out money for the animation. And just goes to the recording room.
Dude, that is a show that it was just literally.
Welcome to the Chatter Podcast.
Yeah, really. Now we're
welcome to the Nostalgia Cast.
Yeah, we're just.
Don't sue us, Nostalgia Critic,
this
please.
This is the whole podcast today. This
I don't know
it.
Where I've cut this in, or this is a pre-roll. I don't know what's going on right now.
Then we're
going
to hop right into it.
So
hello.
I'll make a decision in post.
Cycle Podcast. I am Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles.
And I know for a fact this is episode 16.
It
I
is.
I know that. Now
it is. We're on track now.
We hit 15.
Once we hit 15, yeah. We're all good.
Now we did
it. Until we get to like 20, you're like, it's episode 15.
Yes. So I'm going to say it's 15 again when we get to 20.
It's all 15 forever. 100 years, episode 15.
Yes. But an exciting news. For those who don't know, this is a PSA for all.
Am
of
I someone that doesn't know?
No, you know. I told you last night.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
If you go on the Xbox Store, there are some new games with gold. And if you're sitting there wondering, Jack, what game is it?
Don't
what
say
game
it.
Is given for free? Let me tell you, you motherfuckers, it's Medal of Honor Airborne. And you're going to go to Xbox and you're going to download it. You're going to play it and you're going to tell them how much you love it so that EA goes and makes a goddamn another one. Call of Duty going back to World War II? Yeah, so is Medal of Honor.
Rip Visceral Games.
Oh my god, wait. Hold on, sorry, before we get into a topic. Follow up on our last discussion topic of advertising.
Sure.
Did you see the World War II ad?
Yeah.
It's so good!
Wait, I
don't even want to play this game because I wasn't like too into the beta.
I watched
it,
I was like, holy fuck, we just talked about this. Like, we literally
talked
about it.
It's actually like a really good commercial. It's so good. It's so good.
Well,
I'm not going to get this game probably because I'm just really not interested in the gameplay itself.
Neither am
right?
I. No.
Not that it's bad. It's not bad. It's just not what I want right now. But man, that ad is so good. Like, I get it. I get it.
I turned it on. I was like, oh, here we go. This would be some dumb one.
I think
it was like, get in the squad back. I was like, wow. Yeah. I was like, dude, I actually relate to this pretty hard. I'm like, I'm now older than I was when I was playing like Call of Duty 2. So like now all my friends don't play Xbox anymore. Like I really imagined getting like my whole crew back together when I played like Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So it was really like, it was a solid commercial.
There was a moment, I don't know if he actually says captain, but he goes up to someone and
does,
the guy turns around and says, my captain? And I just thought of like 20 years later, I was getting guys like the other, and I just find Brett, and he just turns and he's like, oh, Captain, my Captain?
Yes. Like from Overwatch, yeah. But I think it was really good on the commercials end, because when they were doing it, I really liked how they were like, they kind of did those little twists with the female members of the crew. Like they had like these people.
Well, the first one was obvious.
The first one,
and
yeah.
And the second one.
I didn't see that coming. That was
the
good.
Second one, I expected it. The second the guy was the one questioning what's going on, I knew it wasn't him.
Okay. Well, that's really good. I like that a lot. That's something that, you know, I didn't really expect. And that was really exciting. So I liked the commercial a lot.
It was so good.
It was good. I loved it.
Really good feels. Really well shot. Timing was good.
And it's very, it's just right after the podcast. Literally
here's the one thing I will say. There should have been one person who was like, extremely younger than the rest of them.
Mm.
So like they would have been playing in high school.
I thought they were gonna get
and, like it was like a middle schooler kid.
I thought
they
were gonna get the little kid. I thought
that's what I thought too. Yeah. And I was like, that's too far. I'm like, that joke's too far.
I thought they were getting.
I was fine. They didn't do it. But like I was like, oh man, there's gonna be like they're all like 30 now or like late 20s. They're gonna get this guy who's like they're gonna have like go to college. I'm like why the fuck are we out of college? It's like oh hey guys, like it's
like to me to me I think that kind of speaks to who they want to buy this game. Like the people who played Call of Duty. I think because
people play World at War. That's literally who they're marketing.
Like, I was going to think, I think they know that the kids, the younger audience is going to. I think they know the younger audience is going to buy it. And so they're like, okay, we got to make sure that these older guys actually end up buying this game. I think that's, you know, the other audience they have to hit. But.
I'm not a cat.
You know, I could just hawk
a little. I'm pretty sure that's what a hairball feels like.
That's disgusting.
I didn't mean to do that. I just meant to, like, you know, I feel better now, though. I get why cats do it.
Dude, there you go. That's exactly why they're doing. But to go into my topic for today.
Oh, there's a topic, right.
I do have a topic. I played Halo 5 for the first time this weekend. Well, not the first time, but like, I know. The first video we ever did.
He keeps saying this. He keeps being like, Mike, I played Halo for the first time. And I'm like, Jack, our first video is you playing Halo 5 for the first time.
Okay. So I sat down and I really played
Motherfucker.
It. Like, I downloaded it. I got it for free, but through the Xbox Game Pass. And I sat down, I played it. I got kind of into it. I kind of liked it. But I went on Reddit and some other sites. I was like, what do people, you know, think about this game? Because I wanted to, just as people have been playing it and, you know, have seen all the changes that have happened since its release. And a lot of the complaints, which are very interesting, was they were saying the multiplayer was too competitive. There were no casual.
I agree with that.
They're saying even the
there
most.
There was a huge focus on competitive.
That's what I'm saying. They're saying even the most casual of the, even the social playlists felt competitive. They never, like, people were saying how they went to sit down to play it casually, like have a nice night after work, and they found themselves getting frustrated and like really trying to play. And I thought about it, and I was like, wow, you know what? That really was. That's a very good point, because I remember playing Halo 3 and going into Social Slayer and kind of just being like whatever about it.
I remember playing Jenga.
Jenga, oh, the custom game. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah. And exactly, so it was very like.
What was the one with you would have to race a track normally to get to like a safe zone?
Oh, Halo 1 Halo, where like you would go around on the mongooses.
And no, that's a good one too. Sky Castle.
I don't ever play.
Where you'd always be chased by like a slow zombie.
Oh yeah.
And like you would have to run a course and do a bunch of things until you got to a zone.
Where we called it Freddy Krueger. He was like chasing after you.
But it's usually a race course. Freddy Krueger is like its own thing.
Oh okay. I like how everyone knows like these games. I love that.
Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Mike Myers.
Yeah, I played Garbage Man.
Duck Hunt was good.
Duck Hunt's good.
Anyway.
And then I went on Kotaku today, and I was reading about the Pokemon like championship, like the game, not the cards, but like the game themselves.
The video game, yeah.
Yeah. And they're talking about how like they're bringing back Mega Evolutions and like how that's going to affect competitive Pokemon playing.
Ooh, spicy.
And it really just got me thinking, because it's kind of in link to your topic, is, you know, do you think gaming is getting too competitive? Do you think, like, you know, do you think, because I remember multiplayer would be kind of tacked on to a game, something that, you know, like, yeah, I was playing Gears of War 2, which I, like, played very, not competitively, but I took it seriously. But even when I was playing that, you know, it was like, whatever. Like, Halo 3 was kind of like, okay, let's play some multiplayer. Left 4 Dead, let's play some multiplayer. You know, it was only, like, when I got onto, like, game battles, like, clan fights, you know what I mean, with your friends, that those games brought back this intensity. But I remember playing games for a while, and it's being like, oh, let's just hop on Battlefield, we'll rank up, we'll like kill a few hours, like whatever, you know, it was just something we were doing. And now I'll get on Overwatch and I'm like, argh! Like it's a stressful experience almost the entire time. I don't relax playing Overwatch. And even playing Battlefield 1, like Battlefield 1 is not competitive, but it's still even a bit more stressful. It's very intense. And even like, you know, PUBG competitive. A lot of these popular games are competitive. And even like I was just playing Fortnite. That's like just it's a very creative game, but it's in the style of PUBG. And so I'm like, I can't do anything. I can't. It's like, oh, build stuff, build forts. I'm like, I'm not building forts. I'm gonna get shot in the head while I'm building that fort. Like, what is this game? Like, just put four of us. It's very. It felt like there was this cool game, and they're like, oh, we gotta put the 100 person battle royale in there. That's what everyone's doing. Yeah. And that's what it felt like. Like they had all these cool like ideas in it. And I was like, why is this battle royale thing in there? What is going on? And that's what I'm saying. So I felt like every game is getting competitive or trying to add some type of edge that gets people to play it more often. And I was wondering, do you like this competitive trend? Do you like how people are trying to make these tournaments or make a game that people play? Like, you know, Rainbow Six Siege could be a fun multiplayer game, but it's not. It's competitive, you know.
Right. So this is something I've like thought about before, actually, like recently. I forget why, but like I definitely like had this conversation with someone recently. I think there's been definitely a major shift in like AAA games,
yeah,
to be competitive. I think the indie games have actually taken over that old experience with like Cuphead and stuff like that, where like they've taken over the old like a game's game. Like it isn't like,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be social. Like,
for Cuphead's very hard though. Very
Cuphead,
hard.
Yeah, well, that's not competitive though.
Well, no, I'm sure it was hard. I was just saying.
Yeah. I mean, yes, that game is hard.
Yeah.
I think the main reason for this is it kind of ties into our later discussion, but which ties to a main idea of like, so games have been $60 for a while.
Agreed. Yeah, they have been for a while.
To do that, they need to either grow in sales,
mm-hmm,
or they need to have supplemental income with stuff like DLC. And so one way to do that is to expand the game past being just a game.
Sure.
By making it an esport. Because then you get to license the rights to the tournaments, you get entry fee from teams, you get sponsors for the tournaments. Granted, not every esports event is a profit right away,
Sure, and you get people watching. And right, so, you like,
generate this culture that isn't just the game, that is people watching the game, people like marketing the game as this other thing. So by making games competitive to sell, it's creating a second culture that you are in turn trying to make money off of.
Sure.
I think that's what it comes down to personally, like just the way I see things. And it's like not the best idea because like there's a reason that like people make fun of hockey because like there's only so many sports people can pay attention to, you know, like
that's what I was,
like football, baseball, and like basketball takes a winner slot and people love hockey. Number one, I'm not dissing hockey, but like a lot of people are like hockey isn't a real sport, mostly because basketball's at the same time hockey is.
Yeah.
I
would say people like I know a lot of sports guys, and even the sports guys that I know kind of have a sport that they like. They're like, yeah, I like,
you get fatigued at some
point. Yeah. And I think if the game, gaming audience has grown immensely, absolutely, but I don't think gaming's in a spot where, you know, because like Overwatch is the game. Like, if let's say, like, I'm not ever going to touch League of Legends. I'm never going to touch, you know, Dota. Like, I play Overwatch, and I'm like, even to me, I'm like, I could not play. I chose Overwatch over Rainbow Six Siege. I was playing both at once, and I felt like by playing the other, I was getting worse at the one. Right. So I was like, if I was playing Rainbow Six Siege, I would sit there and go, okay, I'm playing this, but I'm not ranking up in Overwatch. I'm losing SR. I'm losing loot boxes. I'm losing, you know, I'm losing all this stuff by playing this. And then when I was playing Overwatch,
like, this game, I don't even own all this stuff yet.
Yeah, and I was playing Overwatch, and I was like, okay, I'm not playing Siege, so therefore I'm not unlocking these characters. I still have to play Siege to get what I want out of it. And that was, I think, and I was thinking, I go, you know, at some point, someone's just going to pick one, and they're just going to say, this is the game that I play. But then what's the issue is now is, you know, everyone's making a competitive game. Like, if you're getting into PUBG, and now Fortnite just came out, and you go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to play both. You can't play both. You got to kind of pick one.
It's not even that, too, though. It's the idea that, like, so, like, to make a successful second market off this, you need to have avid viewership and competitors. But if you already know everyone's trying to do this, and you already see that most games won't successfully do this, I don't understand why they still pursue this course of action when it's so obvious that there are titans that will control different, like, competitive gameplay, I guess, options. So, like, PUBG is, like, a survival game.
Yeah.
Call of Duty takes, like, the first-person shooter, like, obviously. Overwatch takes the team shooter. Like there are like categories where they can be filled, but once they're filled, it's like there's like a runner up sometimes. Like I guess with like free to play stuff, like if the game genre is already dominate like a free to play like League of Legends, then like of course like Dota can get in there. Of course like Hearthstone can have competitors, but like I don't see why all these games. I mean like Halo gets a pass because like Halo used to be
a
dominant force, so I get why they would be like, oh, let's reclaim our title because like it used to be that.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like Halo can walk into a room, like if Halo, you know, when if Halo 6 comes out and it's like this vastly improved game, like
some of the best Call of Duty players were Halo players.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's not, Halo has a brand name to it. It's not like this new IP is coming out like,
and
hey, we're gonna beat Overwatch
in the competitive space more.
Yeah, and I think that's what I'm thinking of is, you know, and I kind of also related it to the current movie industry where a lot of these movies that are coming out are big blockbusters that are like, okay, here's my big blockbuster, and another one comes out, and all of a sudden you have all these $100 million movies that are coming out, and people are A, going to movies less than they were because movie tickets are going up to pay for these $100 million movies. So I sit there, I go, okay, movie tickets, $15, and I got to buy a snack maybe. So that's like $18, $19 I'm spending. I'm not spending
that. Like how indecisive you are. And now I got to stop by a snack. Well, okay, maybe.
Yeah,
now
I mean, it depends what I eat before. And but what
wait,
I'm saying
what
is.
Wait, what you what?
What I eat before. I might like, I, oh, I eat at home.
I thought you were saying prefer in a really weird way.
No. But you know, when I think of movies, I go, okay, I'm going to pick a movie to see, and it may not even be good. Like, honestly, I'm tired of watching superhero movies. I'm like, okay, I'm kind of done with it. I'll watch them when they're on TV while I buy them on,
what
like.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, I know.
And, did you see Spider-Man Homecoming?
I've not seen it yet, no. I know, there are too many.
Whose man is this?
I know. I haven't even been to a movie theater in a while.
I haven't either, but I am going to go see Blade Runner probably the next week.
Oh, I've been told Blade Runner is good, this movie, I was just going to say that, this movie Blade Runner just came out. People are loving it.
This movie Blade Runner, as if no one knows what Blade Runner is.
Well, people like, so I'm reading, my friend just saw, he said, it's so good, you got to go see it. And I'm reading about how people love it, but it's flopping at the box office. It's not doing well. And so to me,
it's a critical success.
Which is good. But
have you watched the original Blade Runner?
Yes, I have. It's good.
Okay, have you rewatched it recently?
No, I've not.
It's very slow.
Yes.
And it's a very think-oriented movie, so I understand why. This was my fear, is that that's a movie that's very deep mental sci-fi. There's a lot of hoops you need to, like, put, not jump through, like, believability, but there's a lot of, like, things you need to, like, actually process.
Yeah.
And I can understand why people wouldn't want to sit there and do that.
Well, like, I'm saying is, like,
you're lazy.
Like, I was wondering, I asked my friends, like, is the new Blade Runner, like, an action-oriented, like, this whole over-the-top action movie? He's like, no, dude, it's just like the first one. And I'm like, okay, so now I see why people probably not, might not be as interested in going. And so that's what I'm saying. So now you have this movie, which is very good. It's critical. People are like, this is a great sci-fi movie. Go see it. And then people don't see it. And what does that tell people who are making movies? They go, oh, okay, well, now we know not to make this creative movie. It needs A, B, C, or D that these other movies have. That's why my fear with games is, you know, they may maybe making Fortnite, and they go, wow, we have this cool builder shooter game. Let's, and they go, oh, man, but, like, it's not PUBG, though. Like, okay, let's make it a 100-person battle royale. And then there's this other game I was watching online. It's like this Monster Hunter game. It looked awesome.
Oh, the Alpha?
Yeah.
The Alpha? Yeah,
I was like, cool. I was like, this looks so cool. And I'm like listening. They're like, oh, yeah. It's like, and if you get killed, you got to go to the, it's PUBG again. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I didn't watch the video. So what do you mean? It's
like, so PUBG. Like, you're in this world where you're hunting monsters.
Okay, but it seems like it's all cooperative, isn't it?
No, it's a competitive arena thing, like survival game. Like, there are other players who are trying to kill you.
Oh, other players are helping you kill the monsters.
They can, but they're also trying to kill you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, I was like, listen, I'm like, this is,
are there teams at least? Because then it could kind of be like a MOBA.
I think you can do a squad thing like PUBG. I think you can do like a squad.
See, this seems like a good idea. Okay, I'm gonna help you, developer. I'm gonna help you right now.
I'm gonna help you.
I helped my friend last night. She was like, there should be an app for people that like just want to cuddle. And I'm just like, it's called Cuddler. You can either drop the E or keep the E, whatever you want. And then the logo is two arms around the heart. Here's your $1 million app. Don't say I didn't do anything for you. All right? Now I'm gonna help this developer right now. You can talk after. I gotta get this out while I'm thinking of it, okay?
Copyright.
So TM. I mean, it's our game. They already have the, anyway.
Oh, cool,
so
okay.
same game we have, right? But we removed the survival part of it. It's I mean, there can be like, it feel like a survival game, but it is a survival game.
The PUBG part, take that out, you mean?
Right, yeah. We removed that out. It is now 6-6. Team shooter game, but it's a lane MOBA, but it isn't like straight lanes. Like it's a whole map of paths and stuff like that, and you hunt these monsters for additional value, and then you hunt the other team. But it's strictly team based still.
No, I
it
like
isn't that. Like PUBG where it's like the map gets smaller and survives to the last minute. It's a one life MOBA where the objective is either to escape or to kill off the other team, and by hunting monsters, you get stuff to craft to get more.
Well, I was watching this game, and I was kind of listening.
You're
to
welcome.
I was kind of listening to the commentary of the developer, but I was watching it, and I was like, "Wow! Like this game looks so creative. Like it had this weird revolver, like this whole
belt loop on." It looked really nice for an alpha.
Like, it looked cool. I was like, "This looks like a very unique, goofy universe."
I only just
universe.
Watched it muted. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, it looked cool. It looked interesting. I was like, "Wow! What is this game? Like this? It's hunting monsters. But it's very slow, methodical. Like you're actually hunting." I was like, how cool. And then they're talking about like this whole, oh yes, but be careful, like other players will come out and hunt you. I'm like, that's just dumb. Why? Like you had this cool idea going, now you're gonna
right,
ruin
the monster him. Should be the one hunting you.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like I don't like, or if he said like, you know, it's your team of hunters against this other one and you're in this giant map, but like you're hunting monsters for points and you're hunting each other. Like that's fun. That's different. Instead of putting 50 people on this map and they go, okay, and they might kill you. And I go, well, why would I go play, why would I hunt, and people are even commenting, like, why would I hunt a monster? And if I find it and someone's just following me and they shoot me in the back of the head.
Yeah, the monster hits me once and then I kill the monster and they kill me.
That's what I'm saying. So like, it's this very weird thing. And like, that's what I'm saying. Like I was playing Fortnite. I was watching these gameplays. I'm like, wow, this game looks cool. Fortnite was fun. I was playing and all my friends were talking about it. And I hopped on to play. I was like, oh my God, it's like, this is a PUBG game. And like, even it starts off the exact same. You're in like this bus that's flying. You jump out of the bus. I'm like, what? Why? I'll just play PUBG. I'll just play the actual version of this game instead of this goofy cartoon version. And yeah, they had like the whole building elements. And I guess I'm saying like, it's these cool ideas that are getting lost because they have to put in what they think is people are going to buy. And to me,
spin.
Yes. And by the
time I have basketball.
Yeah.
Which I would never own.
No, at all.
I have it.
But to me, it's like, so like, when you add that in, to me, that's like, because by the time Fortnite's done, like, because it's in like that early access right now, by the time it's done, well, what if PUBG is also improved? And then you have to, you're almost playing catch up with this game that did it first. You have to kind of get, you have to take 2 million people who are playing this PUBG daily and get them to come over to your game when they've already put time in this one, which is what we were talking about. Where why would I leave Overwatch?
It's the Paladins thing.
Yeah,
it's the Paladins of PUBG.
Yeah, like I've already sunk time into Overwatch. So why would I go play?
People who are gonna do it, the people who are cheap.
Yeah, I agree. And so that's what I'm wondering. So do you think that this competitive trend is going to like shrink the creativity of games? Because if they walk into the, they go, okay, I have this new idea for a game, yada 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 yada, and they go, okay, that's great, but like, can you put in this weird like survival element?
I mean, games have always been bottlenecked by the trend. Like,
yeah,
there's always a trend. I like, it's nothing new. Yes, the trend currently is survival PUBG.
Yeah.
But there will always be that trend that bottlenecks because the studios want a safe bet, quote unquote. It's just like movies. Like, it sucks that it's happening. It sucks that, like, an indie developer who created a really good game, not that the idea is original, but, like, made what is essentially definitively the polished final version of this concept.
Yeah, he made the good version.
Is the one
yeah.
getting spun off of. Like, yeah. That kind of sucks for them. But, like, I get it. Like, we've seen it happen a million times. Yeah. It'll happen a million times more.
So you're not worried about it or kind of just...
I'm not worried. I mean, it sucks that it's still happening in this yeah. day and age. But at the same time, it's nothing new.
Like, my hope is that a game like Cuphead, which is, you know, $20, this indie game that's been in development for, I want to say years now. I want to say it's been in development for a few years. Is, you know, hopefully that does well to where I can say, okay, you know what? There are all these PUBG clones. There are all of these, you know, survival games. But at least Cuphead is doing well. So an indie developer or another developer can sit down and say, okay, we can also do something else. We can also be creative still. It's not like the industry is dying. You know, the fact that Cuphead did well says good things. The fact that these other games are doing well is saying a lot. But at this moment, I just feel like, you know, not that I don't like competitive gaming. I like it. The issue is, you know...
He likes it!
My issue is, you know...
All you House of Cena business fans,
like,
out there.
Let's say another big competitive game comes out. Do I drop Overwatch and go to that game? So what happens to Overwatch then? You know, do I have to make that decision? What was nice was not back in the day, but when I first started gaming, I could hop on to Halo 3, hop off, move over to Gears of War.
That was supposed to end.
But, and even, I'm looking at Battlefront 2.
Oh,
No. I'm just saying, for that game, you know, will that have this, like, I'm interested to see if that has a very competitive element. Will that be something that you know, just, you know, are they going through a different direction? So it's interesting. I'm hoping that I like competitive gaming, but I hope it doesn't turn into the only thing in gaming, because to me that leads to like stagnation, or I won't buy a game anymore because I already chose my soda. I chose my team, and I'm not going to join anyone else's team.
You've already bought the jersey multiple times.
Exactly. I bought the jersey multiple times. I'm not buying another one. And that's my only fear. My only fear. Like,
dying alone.
Yeah, the ocean's pretty scary too. So, like,
the ocean?
But yeah,
I didn't think that one was coming out.
And I'll say, even a game like Pokemon, going back to that article, you know, I want Pokemon to be able to be as creative as it wants and not have to worry about, is competitive Pokemon, do I have to change my, you know, my...
Pokemon's so old now.
I guess.
It's like 20 years, isn't it?
Like, it still has a whole, you know, crowd going. Like,
no, I'm not saying it's bad. It's bad.
It is impressive how it keeps going.
It's got to be like 20 years now, right?
I think 1990-something they came out. Maybe even longer than
definitely 90-something. I'm trying to figure out when.
Let's see, Pokemon Red, right? Just be like...
Pokemon
Red, it should be. That's the first one, right?
I'm just going to put established. Not talking about the pocket monsters. Yeah, like 20... The Pokemon Company was founded in 98, so yeah, probably like 97.
That's pretty wild for around that long. That's pretty
God,
nuts.
That's crazy. Pokemon Red.
I'm going to say, yeah.
Pokemon Red came out 96.
Wow.
21 years.
That's literally like the year we were, like, I was born.
Yeah, that was literally the year I was born.
Yeah, so that's literally, Pokemon's been around as long
as Pokemon could take a drink now that I could take a drink.
Yeah.
So but like Pokemon, I will not take a drink.
But it's cool that, you know, so I hope that games like Pokemon can continue to be as creative as they want to be, and I hope that games like Halo and isn't afraid to go a direction that it wants to, like, for all we know, Halo 6 might feature 100, like, survival, like, you know, drops you off and, like, PUBG style. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my fear.
Don't do that for me. I mean, I hope we can do that in Sandbox.
Yeah.
I'd love to make that in Sandbox.
But I will say,
you know, it'd be cool if we got a really good Sandbox. Maybe title it something like in the Halo universe, like, I don't know, Forge? Maybe? Forge mode, perhaps? I don't know. I don't know these things. I don't work for
343. I don't like the 343. I don't make the decisions. But I will say they added a Halo 3 like throwback playlist in Halo 5 for like the 10th anniversary of Halo 3. And they put the engine to like the Halo 3, like you move like Halo 3, and like all the like gameplay feels like Halo 3 again. And I was playing it, I was like, God damn, Halo 3 holds up. It is some solid gameplay. It's is hot. Slow, though. It's slow, but it is.
It's good. I went back and played it recently.
I forgot how high you could jump, like the jumping high, and like how floaty it is. But it feels so good.
Because it's sci-fi.
But it feels so damn good. It just feels good.
I mean, you're a super soldier. Your legs. You've been doing them. You've been doing them leg days, man.
That's what I'm saying.
All the leg days.
That's what I'm saying. When I was playing the Halo 3 playlist, I was like, this is why I missed this game. It is a solid goddamn shooter. It is great. I love the way it plays. So I hope that we can go back to those days where multiplayer is something that can be fun, can be competitive if you want it to be. But there's both kinds. You know, have this variety. Cause I think social gaming is something that I don't want to go away, because that's what I did. That's where a lot of my friends were.
Right.
That's something that I met. You know, I think it'd be a lot different if I only had competitive gaming at a young age. Like, you know, it would have been a whole different experience. But I did play competitive Griffball for a while. That was pretty exciting.
Griffball was good.
That was a good time. So
Halo had so many good game modes.
God, let's
thanks, RBB.
Let's just go back.
Man, like, if I could just live in, like, Halo 3 gaming times, maybe into Reach, I'd be good.
Yeah, I'd be Gucci, but that's really all I had to talk about for competitive
gaming.
I
want to know.
Sure.
If those stats are... No, you can keep talking.
Oh.
I want to know if my stats are still aligned somewhere for how many hours.
They are. I recently just checked. I did. I was thinking the same thing. So if you type in your gamer tag and like Halo 3, it should pop up.
Okay. I know it used to be, but I know like everything switched when it was 343.
I would literally just Google check Halo 3 stats. And then
Halo 3 stats. I also want to see Reach stats too.
Yeah.
Like, oh, here we go. They're on Bungie. Still on Bungie.
Yeah, they're still on Bungie.
See, I thought they. From live Halo data, halo.xbox.com.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's on here somewhere. Okay, I'm gonna find it. But okay. Yeah, like I need to know.
I'm gonna take it. I know.
We're gonna have to have a podcast that's just about Halo, because I feel like every time, every other podcast we just get into Halo, we just need to have like the Halo podcast. Like.
No, I'm gonna see. Are you sure you can't just do it from here?
No, you can, but it stopped updating whenever they shut down the site. So if I played Halo 3 past that point, or Halo Reach past that point,
I haven't touched them since. Look at that, hot.
What I can't really.
That's
see
it. That's mine, yeah.
Oh, your guy, yeah, I can see that.
I've had some cool armor, but that was so cool looking. That's it. Yeah, I would say to anyone, if you have not checked your Halo 3 stats, like even any of your older game stats in a while, it is fun to go back and look. It's something that I went, and it has, like, the last custom.
Why do I never remember my Microsoft password?
Oh, neither do I.
I have to reset it, like, every other time.
But it also has ODST on there, which I hadn't realized.
Okay, I'm just going to go on the Bungie site. You broke me. You broke me, Xbox.
Yeah, have you played
you
Halo
3?
Have you played Halo 3 recently?
Well, there's the remastered. I played the remastered.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't touch any of that.
I did do that.
Let me see. You step right there.
Okay, cool.
And it should pop up.
It won't tell me Reach, though, which is like I played a shit. I played more Reach because I got into Halo 3.
It won't tell you Reach?
Are
you sure?
Reach came out.
I guess it won't tell you Reach.
Because no, Reach was a 343 game. That's what I'm saying.
Was it really? God.
Well, I remember this photo that I.
Oh, the file browser, dude. I know. Yeah. What?
Almost. Oh, I was six games short of 1,000.
Oh, that's.
I probably hit 1,000. There's no way I didn't.
Yeah, do the file share,
my
too.
God.
That's, yeah, a lot of good stuff back in the day.
Is there, like, can I see time played, though? Like.
Did it tell you all the games you played? Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Enemies KIA'd 3,000.
Next to Halo, next to the title, you're like 1,000 something, it looks like.
Oh, really? Where? Next to
next Halo 3 to the right.
Oh, 810. That's it?
I have more games than you, and I like owned it. You owned it since it came out, right?
No, I got years after.
Oh, okay.
I got years after. Yeah, I got probably like 3 years after it came out.
I want to know time played, though. That's what I really want to know.
I don't think
it was
I
like hours and matches, you know?
It's like, probably lower than I think it is. Like, I feel like it's probably really long.
Maybe. I'm going to see if I can find Halo Reach stats. I need to do this. I need to have a little catharticism before I go to my topics, man. Angry Mike's going to come out and like, oh man. Okay. Oh, wait. Reach online. Okay. Find your stats.
Got 184 double kills.
Oh man. Look at this guy. That was the last of my shit.
Oh, you found it? Where did you get that from?
I just searched Halo Reach stats. This is not my usual armor. This is the one I used for Machinima. That was the last thing I was doing. Oh my god. Player since release. September 14th, boys. Where is... Oh my god. My top file. This is the map I need to give out for the Machinima. I'm going to here. Make sure you guys know what the map looks like. Oh, it's
what
so
rank,
cringy.
What rank were you?
What rank was I?
Do your general.
Am I general?
Yeah. I got Lieutenant Colonel Grade 3.
Is that above general?
I think I was wearing the ODST
helmet. Use the mic!
Oh, sorry. I think I'm using the ODST helmet.
Yeah, that's the ODST helmet.
I only played 480. That's what I'm talking about. I feel like I played a lot more than that.
Wait, where does that say? I can't find it. This is going to be a really boring part of the podcast for everyone else. Oh, I played almost 2,000 games. 1,945.
That is impressive.
Wow, I'm surprised my custom games is not higher. What was this? My competitive games was the biggest thing. I don't know if I believe that. I played a shit ton of custom games. Oh, I have playtime. Okay. So, oh, we can do math here. Does it send me my percentage? Okay. So, we got 4 days, 11 hours, 27 minutes.
Okay.
We'll just do hours and days. So, 4 days, 11 hours plus. So, we got 5 days, 15 hours. 11 days, 21 hours.
Christ.
Thirteen days. God, this is so boring for people watching this. 13 days, 16 hours.
Okay.
No.
This is already.
No, 15 days. 15 days, 4 hours. 16 days. 16 days, 4 hours, basically.
Look at you, man.
On my time.
Look at you.
I feel like it was more than that, though. When did this site go down? Oh, last update was 3/21/12.
Wow.
And I played past that. Okay, so this isn't correct.
Okay, there you go.
This is the old Bungie site still. Oh, man. Dude, this game. This fucking game was so good. Halo Podcast confirmed at some point.
And I was going to say, so if that was so good, you seem pretty angry now, Mike.
Oh, man, angry. Hold on. I need to drink some water. I need to get my throat nice and ready for this.
Oh, God. Just
talk about whatever you want to talk about until I'm ready.
Can you pour water in my cup? Please. Please. Thanks, babe.
Damn it, I gave you the last of it.
Oh, let's get it. All right. Hop in there.
I take my shirt
off.
Oh,
no.
It's about to get really hot in here from all the yelling.
Oh, God. This should be good.
Man, killer meme star coming back for anyone that knows that, but probably no one.
Honestly, I don't know your topic, so you kind of got to just hit me with it.
What the fuck, EA? Come on! You had one job. You had one job to make a really good game, which you did. And then you're like, hey guys, you know it'd be really good? You know how playing the game usually gets you everything you need to, you know, play the game? Yeah, you know what? How about we don't do that? How about we have you play maybe a couple weeks in game time, and then you get some loot boxes, and maybe, just maybe, you get one fully playable character. What the fuck? Like, even Rainbow Six Siege wasn't this bad. Like, it's like, oh yeah, there's loot boxes. It's gonna be like clone skins and droid skins and all that stuff. What is this? Come on!
You sound pretty angry there, pal.
Also, RIP Visceral Games, which you found out like literally hours for this podcast.
Yeah, also RIP that. That is fucked as well.
Fuck you, EA! Fuck you.
But,
Suck a dick, dumb shits! But anyway, my topic for today is, are loot boxes ruining everything?
Well, judging from your tone of voice, I feel like you're...
Oh, no, my opinion on this, on the subject is actually very bipartisan.
Oh.
This is also doing that thing. It's
good.
Down.
Hello.
My hatred towards EA specifically, is a whole other thing.
Okay, so our...
This is why I wanted to get out of the way before I actually...
Are loot boxes destroying gaming? Let me see how I feel about that. I've been thinking about it a little bit. I am kind of leaning towards... Yes, I am leaning towards it. I don't...
Would you pay $80 for most games... They have loot boxes just to have all the content.
Would I pay?
Or to have the content just be like COD progression content, like it used to be?
Are you asking would I pay $80 for the game?
For the game.
And then I get
if
everything?
The game you didn't have a $60 option. Your games were $80.
Okay, and then
if they didn't have loot boxes.
I just got all the content.
Yes, or it's like old COD progression where there's progression, but it's fair and it's balanced.
I honestly think it would take me a little bit to get used to that. Here's my thing. It would depend.
Because right now, that's their biggest argument, so, is that the price of games haven't changed. The cost of making games has gone up.
Sure.
We need to do loot boxes.
So here's how I feel about that. The issue with me is, so to me it says, okay, so they're not making it $80, right? They're making these loot boxes.
They're just keeping us in
jobs. So loot boxes are making enough money to supplement, you know, making the games. So to me, I go, okay, so I don't have to buy loot boxes, right? So if they were just barely making enough to where they're like, we are paying for the game, I don't think loot boxes would be a thing. I think they would just make it $80. Because basically loot boxes...
Oh, no, I'm not... No, I understand that it definitely goes well beyond what it is.
That's what I'm saying.
So but their argument is, we need to know we're going to make the money back, so we either do one or do the
other. That's what I'm saying. So to me...
Obviously it goes well beyond that.
That's what I'm saying. My argument is, by doing loot boxes, there's no...
I threw my water.
There's no guarantee that you're going to make that money back. There's no guarantee that all the players are going to buy them. You know what I mean? So to me, they're like, okay, we could make it $80, but no, we're going to do loot boxes instead. So to me, that says loot boxes are clearly making enough money where they're like, there's no reason we should raise the title. They're making more money than we know what to do with. And as I'm saying, because all it takes, so if we buy the game for $60, let's say you need to make $40 off of each person, right, to make your money back, let's say, or 20, you mean like 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the correct math, yes.
Okay. So me and you would be $40 we have to make. Let's say we're not buying loot boxes. So all it takes is one asshole to buy $800 worth of loot boxes.
Which there is.
And he covers like 50 people. Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying is, so we have to assume that there are like, what, maybe thousands of people who are spending that much money on it?
I'd say hundreds that would spend that much. But there's thousands that spend $30.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying is, you know, they're making money hand over fist. They could sit there and be like, oh, wait, no, we want to raise the prices. No, you're making more money than what to fucking do with. Because if it was, like, even a chance that you weren't going to make it back, they just raise the price of games. That's how companies work. They're going to sit there and take that risk on $100 million
investment. Because, you know, it's not like Overwatch on PC is $40.
Yeah.
It's not like they discounted the game for the reason of, oh, yeah, we just, you know, you'll buy the loot boxes, so we're all cool, right? It's no, that's impossible. Like, there's no way you could sell it for less than $60 when the game should cost $80. There's just no way.
I don't. Yeah,
no way.
If you want to, I have no issue with you putting loot boxes in your game. But the issue to me is we have determined as of now that a price of a game is $60. That is the most you will have to pay for a game to get a game, like or it's used or you know some other reason. So for me, when I pay $60 for a game, I go okay. I am getting a game. I'm getting a full-fledged game that even if it's 4 hours long, I know I'm going to get the full experience.
And you, as long as you do the correct things in a timely manner, you will have access to all the content.
Yes, I sit down and I go, I have paid my dues. You know, I get to see the movie. You know, I paid the price of a ticket. I am in. So my issue is, if you now let's say you want to change that game to $40 and you go, okay, look, it's $40. You get 75%, and we put this pretty cool stuff behind a paywall or making it really hard for you to get, you know. But you get pretty much the whole game except for this cool stuff we made. I go, okay, you know what, fine. Or maybe you got some cool skins that I can't get. Okay, fine. Like, that's all good and all. The issue is, when I'm playing Battlefront 2, and I was even doing, I was like, what the hell are these star cards? Like, what do they do? And I used the loot
boxes. I didn't even realize during the beta. Like, yeah. I didn't realize.
I had to watch other videos, and I was like, because everyone was like really mad about it. I'm like, what happened?
I saw people shit-talking the beta, and I didn't see why they're like, oh, they're like, the game's going to be bad. And I'm like, I think the game's great. And like, when I was playing the beta, and then like I think it was 3 days after the beta, I saw a video on the star cards. And they even came out with a statement about the star cards, which is like, still complete bullshit for the most part. And I'm just like, and I was just like, oh no, because I was so invested. I'm like, I'm going to buy the game. Maybe I'm going to buy a special edition.
Yeah.
And then I saw that, and I'm like, no.
Well, to me, I think what they did was, is... I think they assumed, I assume most beta players probably play the beta for like 2 hours, 3 hours, and they kind of forget about it. Like, it's usually because only like four days.
Like, they just assume everything's progression because that's how it should be.
Yeah. So I remember I was playing it and I was like, I had like the loot stuff and I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, I guess I got like this perk. And I got a star card. I was like, oh. I was like, I wasn't even putting two and two together.
I didn't even open the loot boxes. I was like, just wanted to keep playing.
Like,
the game.
They gave me the star card, and it was like, your cooldown meter is faster.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I don't know, that's weird. Like, that must be like, you know. And I was like, it is designed in a way where if you don't even think about it, you won't notice it. Like, it is very like, you know.
But then, like, what I did notice the star cards, like, again, like, I know them, I'm like, oh, it's just a progression thing. I'm like, I'm not looking into that right now because I don't care. But it was like, there was a few times, like, again, the combat, and, like, I would do everything correctly, and I would engage the combat first, and I would lose. And I was like, oh, how did I lose? And then they would come up and show me what star card that I put. I'm like, oh, that's why. Okay, I just need to play more. Like, that's fine. It's like Call of Duty. Like, oh, yeah. They have the weapon attachment that increases the rate of fire. Like, duh. Okay, cool. Basic game stuff. Like,
yeah, they've played longer.
Nope!
Like, their character has progressed more. I must progress my character. Yeah, like, you know. Like,
it's the thing. Like, it'd be one thing if it's like, if it's like you needed to earn coins and the currency then could let, you could purchase currency, right? And the currency would let you buy the star card, right? Yeah. That'd be one thing to me where it's like, okay, it's the fact that it's still random, even when you pay the money for a gameplay material, which means like me, someone who actually like wanted to, I don't think I'm gonna get the game now, at least when it comes out, but one of the people who wanted to get the game and take it very seriously and grind away a few hours, could run 10 hours and still not get the star card for the specific class.
I'd even say as well, if you were playing it, when you can't even get the scrap from gameplay.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Even like, so like, to me, like, the star cards are one thing. You can't even get the weapons in the game. Like, there's a chance you might never get a weapon.
Right. And
like,
then, you're, and then you're this little 10-year-old could hop on, get his first level up, and then get the star card for the thing I've been grinding 10 hours for.
Yeah.
Because like, it's a game where it's like, hey, you can play all the classes, but it kind of is like, you want to like focus on a class, and so, it's like, what?
And I was reading, like, so I was like, okay, so like, people are like, well, what's the big deal if you get 30% extra health? And someone wrote, well, what if I put all three on? I go, oh, fuck me.
I don't think that's how that works.
Can you they're saying, can you stack? You stack them,
but they don't, like, I don't think that's how it works. I think it's like you have to have the 30% one before you are able to equip the 40% one. Well, like, they level up.
Well,
like,
I was saying you have.
I don't think that's how it works.
I was saying if you had the 20, the 30, and the 40, you just stack all three in your deck, and then.
I mean, maybe that's how it works. I read it as if like you can't even obtain the one as you get the lower level.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's supposed to make you play more. It's like,
I
so you
assume,
can't get rewarded. Like,
I assume
the way
that.
I
thought
my way was out. Like, I don't know. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe you're.
I was reading some people who were afraid.
I didn't want to read anymore. I read enough, and I'm like, nope,
yeah,
nope.
But what I was saying is, again, it was going back to what you, which I think you make a very good point that I think is constantly ignored, is you were prepared to spend $80?
I was thinking about buying the limited edition. Say
no.
The 100, like, whatever it is, limited edition.
So 100, so that would definitely cover your, you know, your not your fee, their cost of making a game for
right.
you. That would have covered that immensely.
I was like, this game is great. This is everything everyone on a Star Wars game. They took all the notes and did it. I'm going to reward them because I think I'm going to spend about, like, a whole shit ton of hours this game, and I'm going to buy, like, the full edition. I'm going to do that. Now I'm not.
Yeah.
Am I buying the game?
And what I'm saying is, I don't know how if they release, like, finances on how much these loot boxes are making, but they must be sitting there going, like, there must have been a discussion in the room.
They're gonna watch this podcast and cry. That's what
well,
they're
and
do.
Even Shadow of War has loot boxes.
Oh, like, my god, don't even get me started!
Like,
on Shadow of fucking War! It's an EA game, right? It's published by EA?
I am
Warner through EA, right?
I want to say Shadow of War is EA. I could be wrong, though.
Middle Earth, Warner Brothers Interactive. Oh, I thought they were publishing it with EA. Okay, never mind.
No, okay.
So it's just Warner Brothers. Okay.
But okay. What
still,
I'm saying is, you know,
like, fuck that game.
Like, yeah.
Like, fuck, I love that first game. And I was really excited for this game. Fuck that game.
My friend does have it. It is cool. I haven't played it. I haven't
The game
it.
Itself is cool.
Yes.
Fuck them. Fuck the developers.
Again, that's what I'm saying. Like, we can
and
sit
not even developers. Fuck the publishers.
Like, we can
They're
sit
probably
here,
the reason.
Like, we can sit here all day, and I go on comment boards, I go on Reddit, and everyone's like, don't buy the loot boxes then if you don't want them. Don't buy them if you don't want them. Don't buy them if
you
don't want them.
You don't buy the game. You don't buy the game. Because they don't keep track of every person, how many people didn't buy loot boxes, how many people did buy loot boxes.
They see the money.
They just see how much money it accrued. That's all they see. And that's all they care about.
I'm saying, so people are complaining about this on Battlefront 2. So if they don't change it, that means we have to sit down and just realize that the amount of money they are making from them, or even from us buying the game, is just that much. Where
okay.
They go,
guys, real talk, right? Real talk with Mike Knowles, right? Okay, here we go, right? In this future, I'm like doing like the sand, the pocket sand, the DiCaprio, or I don't know who did it. I forget that name's really old. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Anyway, real talk, guys, right? So like, the number of units sold is a big deal.
Sure.
It's not as big of a deal as the fact that they're selling games like this as a service now. So it doesn't even matter. Like, It's not, like, I think unit sales are one thing. Just not even playing the game at all, though, is so much more. Because, like, if you buy the unit and then don't play the game, then you still bought the unit. And at one time, you're gonna attribute to their record time players, which still use the market and stuff like that. But if you never buy the game, you never contribute to the service number of players playing. And if you never contribute to that number, that's what hurts their bottom dollar.
And they're even saying, it's a perfect example of that. I was just watching a video on Fortnite versus PUBG, and the developers of Fortnite were listing how they had, so PUBG has 2 million daily players.
Yep.
And Fortnite posted they had 10 million. And someone said, there's not 10 million playing. 10 million people downloaded it. The free beta, that's free. Yeah, 10 people got it. That's not 10 million people fucking playing.
Yeah. It's just marketing spend.
But what I'm saying is, so like, when they're sitting here, like, you have to sit down and go, like, okay, Battlefront 2 sucks. I want it, though. I'm not buying loot boxes, though. Haha, fuck you, EA. No, they go into that board meeting, and they go, 10 billion people just bought Battlefront 2.
Steven from Charlotte, North Carolina also played the game.
Yeah. Like, you're still seeing that. Not even that. You're still buying it. So, look at it this way. So, you bought a $60 game. So, it doesn't matter. So, instead of someone else having to buy $80 worth of loot boxes, they just got to buy 20, and bam, you're covered, because they already bought the game, too. So, like, it's all, like, it's if you buy the game.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And it sucks, because literally a year and a half ago now, we had the perfect example come out. Fucking Overwatch came out, and it's like, here's the game. Here's the full game. It's casual. It's competitive. Here's loot boxes. We need loot boxes to keep the service going. We're never going to punish you with the loot boxes. We're only going to give you skins and stuff. And you know what? We're going to give you fucking free loot boxes through Amazon Prime. And every new thing we come out, and every new game mode we come out, it's super easy to get another loot box. So you want all your shit, you got it. And that's the outrage, right? If they came out with a new character. Or let's say Winston. They came out with Winston, right? And Winston's base time for his shield was like 5 seconds. But, if you got this super legendary skin out of the one loot box, his shield would last for 10 seconds. People would flip their fucking shit.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, that'd be...
That's what's happening!
Yeah.
People are mad, yes. More people should be mad!
No, but they're not... It's like... So we can sit here and say, like, you know, this is an issue, this is something that has to be changed. Sure, the issue is the people who... Because let's say... I'm not buying Battlefront 2, but I'm not going to buy it. But the issue is, it doesn't matter if I don't buy it. Here's the thing. If it was any other game, if it was a new IP, if it was anything else,
if it was a new IP, it'd be dead on arrival. This game would just be dead.
The only reason they have the balls to do it is because it's Star Wars. They know.
Literally one of the only companies to get multiple awards of worst company.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter. They sit there and they go, it's Star Wars.
I mean, they just came out with the fucking 2K issue.
What happened with that? The 2K, the sports game?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. I don't play.
It was like
games.
A whole. I forget what it was. It was like, it's been a bit now. It had like a whole like microtransaction thing. I thought.
Oh yeah. I did hear something like that. There was something. But that's what I'm saying.
I don't play sports games, so I don't know. People. Sorry.
But that's what I'm saying is.
Here it is.
They're microtransactions.
You need 7 wins to rank up, or if you have 4 losses, you rank down. Higher rank means better players to compete against and better rewards. You can buy wins with in-game currency. What is this? What is this?
That's pretty silly. That's pretty stupid.
It's probably more than just that, too.
That's pretty stupid. But that's what I'm saying is, you know, we have these examples of games that are I think Overwatch is a good example.
It is like, I'm a huge Overwatch fanboy. I'll be very straight with you guys. I got fucking D.Va mechs up here. You can see them, right? I don't even care. It's objectively the best example of how to fucking run your game. It's not that complicated. Even GTA, right? Where I agree, the way things are priced in the game compared to what the Sharks cards cost is super inflated. However, you do not need any of that stuff in the multiplayer that you buy with the Shark cards to actually enjoy the multiplayer. Is it more content? Yes. Do I wish I had a flying bike? Yes. Do I need the flying bike? Hell no. I'm still having a shit ton of fun in GTA. And that's why it works.
I mean, I'll say this. There's something to be said about... I mean, I think it also comes down to how do these companies view the game that is coming out. I think when GTA 5 Online happened, Rockstar probably said, this is our golden goose. This is
gonna
be golden.
No, they didn't even know because they were gonna make story DLC. And then they canceled story DLC.
So like they sat down, they said, "Holy crap, this is making money hand over fist."
Good pivot.
Like, you know, let's work on this.
What does hand over fist look like? All right, so here's the fist.
Like this. Like hand.
But here's here's the fist.
Okay.
So like what's it look like? Show me. This is the fist. So hand over fist. What is it? No, that's be fist over fist. What's it? Give me. So it's like that.
I guess.
Or is it like?
No,
like
yeah, this? Yeah. Like, you're holding the money. Okay, yeah, you're putting so it in
like,
my
oh,
hand.
Oh, so it's like.
Yeah.
And then,
like hand.
And then it's like here, wait. So it's like. Hold on. So
I know what you're doing.
So your hand is like this.
Yes.
And then like I punch it or like, I don't understand. Like yeah. Is it like turkey.
Yeah.
Or is
yeah.
it like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it like?
Yeah. This over.
Is it
fast.
Like?
Yeah. 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 That's what it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Stop. Yes.
You're the one that woke up with a naked girl in your bed the other day, all right?
Shut the fuck fucking.
But, your mom watches this.
But what I'm saying is, you know,
his mom watches this.
Is how do does EA look at Battlefront 2 and they go, this is a game we're going to support for 5 years? I think absolutely not. They go, let's release this game, get all the money we want out of it. Put Battlefront 3 out. Let's do this shit.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst part, right? It's because you know the sequel's coming.
Yes.
It isn't even like Overwatch, the sequel isn't coming, people. Like, Overwatch 2 is not coming. And if it isn't, it's not coming for at least 3 to 4 more years. Because they would need, like, the only reason to do that was that there was an entire engine change to improve the game. In which case, it would, like, probably reward you heavily for having owned the first game. Like, oh my god, that's the word. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about how terrible that is.
And I would even say this as well. God. Think about going back to GTA Online is, you know, they sit and they're probably like, let's not make GTA 6 for a while. Let people just run around in GTA 5.
Oh, no, because they're making Red Dead 2.
That's what I'm saying. Well, let's see what Red Dead 2 Online looks like.
It's going to be great. I'm excited.
And as I'm saying, but think about how smart that is, though. You have Red Dead 2. Now, there might be a lot of GTA players who don't like Red Dead.
But they're probably, GTA.
But they're hot. But there might be a lot of players who, like, I don't play GTA, but I'll play Red Dead. And there are probably a lot of people who are like, I don't play Red Dead, but I'll play GTA. And so now they have this split community, and they're like, well, fuck, let's make even more money. Like, let's support both. And then that way, if you've been playing both, you make money. It's very interesting. Because to me, this loot box system in Battlefront 2 says to me, you think you're getting a game that you're going to play for years, and you aren't. You're getting a game that you're going to play for a year. We're going to make our money off of you, and they're going to make the next one, and you're going to complain.
I didn't even think about that. Like, it hurts me so much more now.
I think that is the reality, is that when a game, depending on how a game sells you loot boxes, it can be a good indicator of how the developer or the publisher feels about that game.
And on that note, I think it's OpenCritic. One of the review sites is now going to be taking in the services in games as part of their reviews.
They should.
Like, way loot boxes are handled and what the loot boxes give. And then other things, I guess, like shark cards. Like whatever online microtransactions or services are provided by this game is also going to be reviewed and put into a review of the game.
Look, I think this is kind of something that
good.
I used to go online and check review scores of games. And, you know, my issue is now I kind of don't trust them as much as I used to. You know, I am now more cynical about the games that are coming out. I don't trust them as much. I sit there and I go, okay, I want this sequel to a game. Like Gears of War 4. I wanted Gears of War 4. I played Gears of War 4. I'm like, this is okay. Like, it isn't what I wanted. Like, and that's my thing, is with there are all these new games coming out, all these great games, all these exciting games. And, like, you know, I would have loved Halo 4. Like, Halo 4 should have been fantastic, but, like, it was Like, Halo 5 should have been fantastic, but it was
Well, in their defense, not in their defense, but in defense of the franchise, it was handed over to a brand new studio.
Sure. So yeah, that's a good...
That was a whole directional change.
But what I'm trying to get at is, you know, it's no longer when a game comes out, we sit down and go, okay, I pay $60, I'm getting, you know, this game, and that's what I'm getting. If I hate it, whatever. Like, I'm still getting a full game. Now it's kind of like, when I paid $60 for Siege, I nearly pooped my pants. I realized I had to buy everyone. I was like, what? I was like, I already gave you my money.
I actually would have threw a fit. Like I didn't buy that game because, like, it's not, like, one of my things. I was like, oh, maybe we'll get it, like, later. Like, I didn't realize that was happening until I saw people posting. I was like, I would have actually just, like, lost my shit. Like,
yeah.
If I put in that game and, like, was, like, only recruit was there and I played, like, 5 matches and realized I'm never going to lock all these guys, I would have been like, I would have actually flipped my shit.
And you can't even get the...
Much like I had been today.
And you can't really get the new operator. It's very, like, Why? Like, wait,
what about new operators?
Like, even the new ones are like triple the price of the regular ones. Like, so you can't even get the new ones. So, like, your first operator is 500 points. The newest ones are 25,000 points. So you can't even.
What?
Like, you can't even. Or maybe 2,500. Either way, it's a number that is like quadruple the amount of points you will ever get. Like,
what is wrong with gaming? Where did we go so wrong?
I don't know where loot boxes. I'm trying
to think. Where did we go? We had as much toxicity as there was. We had Modern Warfare 2. We had Halo 3. We had Halo Reach. Hell, we even had Minecraft, for better or worse. All these things, the great things. And we could enjoy fucking gaming. And then there was those randos playing, like, I don't know, like World of Warcraft still, which is fine. PlanetSide 2. We had PlanetSide 2, which was, like, ingenious for the time and the way it ran. And, like, how did we stray so far from God's light?
Dude,
how did we?
Yeah, I think what I don't.
This is why Gabe Newell doesn't make games anymore. Right. He's so stricken with grief that he just can't. He just can't be a part of this anymore.
I mean, I go on to Xbox the marketplace and I look at games and I go, I want to buy I sit there and go, I want to buy games. I want to indulge in my hobby. I want to do all of these things. But my fear is I go, there's a whole thing behind it. Like, what if I don't like it? What if there's DLC I can't get? Like, you know, it's all this extra stuff. I no longer can sit down and look at a game. Like, Cuphead's the only game where I'm like sitting there like, I might just buy this game. Like, it's $20. I hear it's fantastic. I hear it's hard. I'm like, this might be just a very nice, inclusive game. I spend $20. I have a game to play with a friend. And like, that's the end of it. And like, that is like this weird thing where I go, that is like what I'm looking for. I'm not even looking at Cuphead in the sense.
No, what's weird is the fact that you even have to consider that as a factor now. What's weird.
Yeah, I had to sit down and go.
That was never something you thought about back in the day. Even if you bought a shitty game, you're like, oh, it wasn't the best game. Like, you never thought like, oh, it's shitty because of they're doing this. Like, it was just either a good game or a bad game. Like,
back to one of our favorite games to talk about. I bought Brink. It sucked. I wasn't like, okay, they gypped me. I'm like, this is a terrible, shitty game.
Yeah, Metal Honor.
Warfighter?
No. What?
Metal of Honor Warfighter? Is that what you're saying?
No. The one we did that really shitty beta of.
Oh, the
they're all mid.
Homefront
is another thing where it's like, oh, it's just like, they just, new, like, they
this
just
didn't
did
try.
New.
Didn't try.
No, they did something new and it just, wasn't what they should have, like, it just didn't pan out.
Yes,
which is fine, because you know what? At least they did a thing. They did a thing, and they weren't trying to, like, in no way did we feel like we were the reason it was bad. It was bad because of them. Whereas now it feels like when a game is bad, if I wasn't as knowledgeable about games, like, say I was in middle school, right? I'd be like, oh, this game is bad because I can't spend money. And, like, that's not something anyone should feel like, and I feel like there's probably people who feel like that.
Dude, I remember I was just playing Battlefield, they had a Battlefield 1 free premium weekend, and I was playing, so you can play all the DLC maps for free.
Yeah, they do a lot. It's actually pretty free.
Okay, did you hear about this, though? Let's see if you realize this. So when you play the DLC maps, your XP is locked. So you don't get XP if you're playing on a DLC map and you don't have premium.
Okay.
They keep it locked.
So, I don't think that's, like, the worst. I think that's a pretty fair trade-off.
I think that is fucked up. What?
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be something related to that, though, like, server-wise, where it's, like, they have to, like, people who have access to this map have access to other, like, unlocks that come with the XP.
Well, no, I'm
because,
saying,
like, when you get XP, right, does it also do XP specifically for the class? And then you get class unlocks based on that?
I'm sure, but I mean, like, there's no reason why they couldn't just give me points to, like, just rank up.
Right. I feel like there's a reason for that, though. Like,
I'm sure
there is.
Like,
I feel like there's some coding behind the scenes they would have to do, and the alternative is they don't do free weekends. I would have them just do free weekends.
I'll say, I would prefer, even if they did do that, I would prefer a warning that told me that before I played a game for an hour, and it pops up saying, your XP is locked. And I sit there, and I had to go online, like, what does my XP locked mean? Like,
but, like,
doesn't give it to me. I'm like, fuck.
I don't think that's a big deal. I get the frustration of finding out afterwards.
Yes,
but like I mean, even with you, but you specifically, it's like you're not on Battlefield to grind.
That's
you're,
true.
You're not like your job isn't to play Battlefield. You're not the person playing Battlefield all the time to get the highest rank, to get all the things because you want to be Battlefield Master. So like I feel like it's a weird complaint coming from you. But I guess finding out in the aftermath, yes, is
it was definitely the aftermath. If I had been told before,
I think it's still fine.
I don't think it's terrible. It was just one of those weird things.
Oh yeah, definitely weird.
Yeah, it's more like, it's to put it on top of, like, I feel like games are doing weird things now. I feel like games are like, they just do these, like, sometimes I'll sit there, I'll just be like, why are they doing this? Like, why is this how, like, you know, like, I was playing Battlefront 2, and I was just like, why are they doing it this way? Like, when you were spawning in the squad, and I was like, why can't I just pick my squad?
Oh, man, you know what I thought of something, kind of tie it back to our first topic a little bit?
Sure.
Like, this is, like, the kind of fuckery this whole thing is, right, with EA? So, let's say they made a Pokemon game, right?
Sure.
And you know, like, between most towns, there's, like, a little, like, or at least, depending on which version you're playing, there's like, the little, like, travel kiosk. You go on one side, and it's kind of like a stop of that pixel zone, and you come out the other side.
Sure.
And it's like, you're in this town now. Imagine if every single one of those was a toll, and you had to pay some of your battle money to go through.
Oh, yeah.
But you could also pay money, real-world money, to get battle money so you can progress through the game faster.
Oh, yeah. Let's say,
that's the kind of fuckery this is! So you get to the Elite Four, it's like, sorry, you need like 1 million battle points. And it's like, what?
Like,
I have the badges!
Well, it's funny, like, just think about, you know, how like when Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, how like Ruby had some Pokemon, but Sapphire didn't. So like, you know,
but that was good. That was smart. Like, that was really. Like,
that's the thing. But think of how cool that idea. I remember how cool that was.
Wasn't even like, yeah, that was cool. Like, oh, yeah. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, maybe buy both games. Like, yes, but really it was just to make you interact with other players.
And then they gave you Sapphire. Like, it doesn't matter who they all are. Yeah. Like, they're like here, guess what? And we made it even, but we have Emerald. I'm like, oh, what's that do? Like, here's all the Pokemon there in both.
It's literally everything plus more content.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh, okay, you know what? Good guy Pokemon. Good on you.
I mean, like, fucking the second generation. The second generation of Pokemon. This is how good Pokemon fucking is. The second generation of Pokemon was like, here's the whole game. Why don't you go replay the first game while you're at it, too? What? Like, no one does that. There was literally zero RPGs even to this day that would do that. Like, zero.
It's nuts, dude. It is
insane.
I think video game has reached a point. I think game developers and game
companies... Oh, my God. Wait. Sorry. I just realized they still squeeze that all onto a Game Boy Color cartridge.
Yes.
They squeezed two games. Oh, fuck, Nintendo, you're so great to me. Thank you. Sorry.
What I'm saying is, you know, I think game developers and game companies have realized that gaming has finally reached a point where they go, I think honestly, it comes, and I've been reading online, but I think, and a lot of gamers kind of are saying it, they go, that's it. We've reached a point where the main audience is no longer the hardcore gamer. That's not the audience anymore. The audience is now the 8-year-old with an Xbox or the 9-year-old.
And your mom's credit card.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's no longer like, wow, you know what? Jack really enjoyed the BioShock series. Let's make a new one and like make it really good, and so they'll all buy it again. They go, hey, how about we just put the name BioShock on a fucking game and say how cool it is, and all the 8-year-olds will fucking buy it. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's like, even like Prey when they
remake. You're not wrong. Like, here's something I read the other day. I don't remember where it was, but someone was saying like, no one's gonna be happy until there's another video market crash.
I agree.
Well, like, yeah, probably. You know what? Let's do it. Bring it on. Bring it on. I am ready for it. Bring it on.
We're gonna make the, in 10 years, it'll be a movie. It's gonna be The Big Short about gaming. And it's gonna be like, wait. You put the perks in the loot box?
Yeah. they're gonna be interviewing like an EA executive. It's like, wait, you put the game progression behind a paywall,
wait,
and then you couldn't understand why people were mad?
Wait, so how do the players get the perks?
How do you even play the game?
They buy the loot boxes, but they're already buying the game. Yeah, they buy both. What? Short all of EA stocks. Short all their stocks.
Like, no, EA won't be closed by then. That's the point. It's like wait,
and EA's betting against Microsoft. Like, they're all betting against each other. Like, and Nintendo bails them all out. Like, they're just too big to fail.
Yeah, like, it's like during the video market crash, it's gonna be like, oh, like original like Nintendo consoles are gonna be like triple the like money. It's like, yeah. Could you just play the fucking games?
Like, and that's what I'm saying. It I don't know if it's good. I don't want the game market to crash. But what I'm saying is there has
to be. If it's the only alternative, man, like, let's just do it now. Let's get it over with. I have a broke college kid who doesn't have a lot of money anyway.
I think what has to come down to, I think the gaming community has to sit down and be like, look, this is how we're going to handle this. This is, there has to be something.
But it's too large. Like you said, like, the community is too large now. Yeah, it's too mainstream. There's
that's what
no
I'm saying.
Way.
Before,
look at all the football fans with the fucking taking a knee. They can't come to a consensus on this shit.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to?
Yeah.
We're just children.
Yeah, that's it. That's adults who can't get their shit together. We have to tell 8-year-olds, look, as the consumer, your money has you
what,
control.
What, the consumer?
Yeah, that's what, like, you have all this economic stuff, and people just want to go, but I want to play Battlefront. No, shut up. You can't play Battlefront.
I'm going to be a Jedi.
Yeah, they go, I want to play Star Wars. No, I don't play Star Wars too, kid. I've been waiting for this game longer than you have. But we,
okay, I'm so not biased. We all wanted to be Star Wars, but guess what? The Jedi wouldn't like this.
go play Battlefront 2 on the old servers. This is good.
Here's an Xbox or a Steam account. Go play the real thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's the issue. The issue is until something happens where the market either is stagnating, is overcrowded, something has to happen.
What if we just re-release E.T.?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, that's
what if we just do that?
I would say, I would only argue you need to, a company has to massively fuck up like that. Like, maybe put all of their money into, like, Battlefront 3, and then no one buys it, and he just goes, well, fuck.
It's going to be Sony, if anyone, because right now Sony, the entire company is basically held together by PlayStation at this point.
Yeah, I just think right now loot boxes are a symptom of a bigger problem in gaming, which is people are people are spending money on games and they're not thinking about what, like, my friend just reserved Assassin's Creed and I yelled at him. I'm like, don't reserve it.
He's like, that's coming out.
He's like, but I want it. I'm like, don't reserve it. That means
reordering games is bad for AAAs. Like, if it's an indie, cool, do it. I'm totally down with that.
Here's my thing. Back in the day, pre-ordering, that was smart because, like, the
pre-order back in the day was just like, hey, we need to know how many copies we need to ship to this store.
Yes, just give us $5 so we can make sure everyone gets a game when it comes out.
Yeah.
Now it's fucking, it's digital. What do you mean?
Actually, I'll give you the buy if you're doing it through Amazon Prime because you do get the discount and the day one delivery.
Sure, but
so I'll give you that.
What's it on the Xbox Marketplace? Buy your game now. Fuck you. Where's it going? It's right there. What do you mean? But be sure to reserve your deluxe edition. Fuck that. It's a digital version. Fuck you. Like, what? Are you going to run out?
I love this version of Jack so much. Like, let's just get salty together forever.
It's just ridiculous. It's just like, I don't. He walked
order
in.
Order your copy of Halo 6 now, coming out in 6 months. What's the chief doing? He's just sitting out there. We don't need to. We just deserve our money.
He walked into my room. He's like, guess what I just reserved? I'm like, what? He's like, new Assassin's Creed. I'm like, on what? He's like, the digital version. I'm like, fuck you. Why?
Did he really?
I think he got the hard copy. But who the fuck's buying the new Assassin's Creed? I didn't even know it was coming out. Assassin's Creed's fucking garbage.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. I does not speak for the group here. Let's slow down.
To this side of the table, Assassin's Creed's
is this the
gone.
Hill you're dying on?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed's been shit since fucking Assassin's Creed 2. We all know it.
Whoa, wait. Brotherhood was good. All
right, I'll take Brotherhood.
Brotherhood was
good. I'll take Brotherhood. Assassin's Creed 3 was shit.
Was
we all know it. But whatever.
I'm going to give like a really like... I don't call...
Give me Medal of Honor Airborne 2. Fuck this shit. Go download it.
I was surprised you to say that earlier when you were talking
go
about, like,
fucking download it. That's the best free game
I don't like to throw the term hero, but I'm going to say a heroic thing.
I played it today, and it just as good as
Assassin's Creed 3 was not that bad of a game.
That was a shit game. We all know it.
That was not that bad.
There's one good game. It's on the Xbox for free. Medal of Honor Airborne. Go fucking buy it. And tell EA you want the second one. I don't care if there's loot boxes in it. Oh, Medal of Honor Airborne.
Wait, what?
Medal of Honor loot boxes? Sign me the fuck up.
Oh, no.
Medal of Honor Airborne 2, 2018. I'm going to make it. We'll be there. Get your loot box money fucking ready. I don't care what it takes. We're getting it. Best fucking game.
Oh, no.
Let's play all the way. Next week. Welcome to the Medal of Honor Airborne channel. No other game. That's it. That's the end of it all.
What you don't know is that the pixels on the wing actually will flip through the other wing.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, the game is shit. Oh, like, that's my best game ever. But,
oh, my God. Just sign us the fuck out, man.
I'm Jack Barron. You can follow us on Facebook at Your Entertainment Network Team.
Yes.
Follow me on Twitter at The Red Baron.
And I'm at The Mighty Mike.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Your Entertainment Network.
Yes.
Right?
No, E-Network.
Your E-Network.
I don't know. Link's in the description down below.
Exactly, but...
He's really bad at this.
Did I say I'm Jack Barron? I'm Jack Barron.
And I'm Mike Knowles.
And it's time to power down.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.